Boogie Boy, go crazy.
Justice Wisconsin, the truth. The most requested advocate in the state. 101.7 FM. The movement continues. Yeah, yeah. Yeah,
Milwaukee, stand yeah. up, yeah. stand up.
It's Tory Lowe, the truth, from one to four. We about that action, so tap in and let's go. We want that justice, we want all the smoke. From Monday through Friday, trying to bring the city hope. Yeah, Tory Lowe, from one to four, Monday through Friday, let's go. We about that action from the block, and we ready, let's go. Tap in, and it ain't no holding back. We ready, we ready.
101.7, the truth. Tory Lowe, Tory Lowe Show, live from American Family Insurance Studio at The Avenue. The movement continues. The marathon continues right here on 101.7 The Truth. Thank you for joining me for the second hour of the Tory Lowe Show. And we got guests coming in. We got the CLE Panthers coming in, coaches, teammates. They got an amazing story to tell. A year of tragedy for the CLE Panthers youth football team. We want to talk about that in the next segment. They will be live in studio. But I want to get to this story because the Milwaukee Common Council approved $2.5 million for jail death settlement. Another couple million out the door for police officers not responding appropriately. A lot of people are weighing in on this. If you're watching this, we broadcast live. We got the video discussing what took place. Let's listen.
Milwaukee Common Council today also approved paying $2.5 million to the family of a man who died in police custody.
All right, so there's one rack. Where's the other one?
I have no more. I ate them.
You ate them?
I ate the little smoke I had.
20-year-old Keyshawn Thomas died in his holding cell from a drug overdose after his arrest in 2022. Thomas's family filed a lawsuit against the city alleging three police officers violated federal and state law and department policy when they failed to provide him with medical care after he admitted to ingesting drugs.
All right, so this is where I say this was unnecessary. For all they do is take him to the doctor. I mean, I don't understand why the officers don't really, like, listen. You're getting paid anyway. You're on the clock. I mean, it ain't like, you know, if you take him outside of the jail, you're not going to get paid. I mean, he said he swallowed some stuff. You know he was probably scared when the police got behind him. You know, if y'all don't understand, sometimes people have a post-traumatic stress when it comes to police. So whatever he did, if he told you, I swallowed some stuff, what was it for you to just say, okay, we finna take him to the hospital just to get it checked out? You down the street from Mount Sinai, you know, St. Joe's around here. We got two hospitals. You got St. Mary's. You could have just took him to the hospital. Now this blunder, I call it a blunder, costing taxpayers $2.5 million. $2.5 million. And they just got a raise. They just gave them, the police department just got a raise. But your taxes just got sent to a family that this could have been totally avoidable. A $2.5 million mishap. And a lot of people say, well, he shouldn't have been doing drugs. He shouldn't have been put himself in that situation. No, let me tell you something. Once you take somebody into custody, put the handcuffs on them, and they say something to you and let you know that, hey, now that I'm in custody, I don't even have control over what I can do anymore. You have all the control over my life, my body. And they say something and you ignore it, it's going to fall back on the taxpayers. So should he have ingested the drugs? No, he shouldn't have, but he did. But he can't, if he's free, he could go do something about it. He can, if he digested something, he could run and try to get some help for himself. But when he does it in custody and he's in custody, they just sought him to the side and ignored him. They just sought him to the side. Oh, yeah, get out of here. Shut up, buddy. And let him die. I never understood why police officers was, you know, if somebody say they having an asthma attack, go get them some assistance. What's the problem? If they go get checked and it ain't nothing there, okay, bring them back. You're going to book them anyway. $2.5 million error on these officers. And the problem with this is it don't come out of the police budget. The problem with this is, see, this is why I say the $2.5 million that the taxpayers had to pay for this stupid error. I call it an error because this is what happened. They violated the laws. They violated human civil rights. What I'm saying is it should come out of the police budget. Like, we already given them money. And then we already gave them a raise. Or they should have insurance. Officers should have insurance. And people should be able to take the money out of their insurance. If you're gonna make a decision to cost somebody their life, it shouldn't be on the taxpayers. If that changes, we'd have less death in police custody. We'll have less incidents in police custody. Well, when we come back, we got the CLE Panthers in studio. We're going to talk to them when we get back. Truth Nation, stay locked in.
More of the Tory Lowe Show is next on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. This is the Tory Lowe Show on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Seven the Truth, Tory Lowe Show. Look, we got a youth football group that continues to amaze me. A lot of good youth, a lot of things they're doing great in the community, the CLE Panthers in studio. How y'all doing?
Hello, hello.
Hey, look, y'all, I heard y'all had a powerful season. But then I heard y'all had a tragic season as well.
Yes, we did.
What's going on, Derek? And talk close to the mic because I want to hear y'all.
How are you?
How you doing?
I'm doing well. And yourself?
Now, look, Derek, like I said, y'all had so much to overcome over the years.
Yes.
With a youth football league that y'all trying to run. Last time, it was some controversy where y'all had to move around.
Yeah.
And the kids continue, y'all still found a way to keep the kids in the game.
Yes.
Not only did y'all find a way to keep the kids in the great space, y'all won. Y'all started winning. And you know, when you start winning,
it seems
like a lot of people, you know, kind of, you know, they didn't like, they seemed like they didn't like the way, the swag on the team. You know what I mean?
They say if you don't have any haters, you're not popping.
You're not
you
popping.
Know?
If people don't like you, they trying to get like you.
Exactly. And our main focus and main goal is always the children.
Yes, it is.
It's always their future. It's always doing better for them.
And I appreciate that y'all have stayed on a steady path. Since I started the Tory Lowe Show, this is like, I would say y'all been in here about, this is the third or fourth time.
Yes.
And this is why I love it, because the people get to hear what's going on mm-hmm. out there with these young people from people who are making the daily sacrifices to make sure that these kids have mentorship, they're able to play a game that they love, and also grades, everything, you know, the whole nine. Yeah.
Yeah. All the way. We play it on the field, but we also play it off the field. And that is always the goal, on and off. You can't have one without the other.
Now, tragedy has struck as well. This year, the loss of a coach and a player due to violence.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's going on?
Our community, man. The community we in right now. Losing to the high gun violence that's going on right now. Being at the wrong place at the wrong time. Being around the wrong people at the wrong time. You know?
And it seems like no matter what we do as advocates, mentors, some of the elements of the neighborhood these kids live in, it affects us all.
Yes. Absolutely. Sometimes, like Coach said, wrong place, wrong time.
Right.
You know, accidents do happen.
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately, we live in a society where, you know, there are stray bullets, people in wrong places. And that's why we do what we do, to try to prevent the kids from even being in the wrong place at the wrong time.
Well, I'll say this. When I was playing football at North Division, when we started out, we had so many freshmen, you know, players. And as we moved to the senior, the sophomore, to the junior, the senior year, it got less and less. Some people went to jail. Some people were killed, you know. And I remember thinking, like, what is going on? You know, why is this happening? What could we do to try to prevent what's going on in some of our communities?
Yeah.
And the brothers that stuck together, we still friends to this day, because we built the camaraderie. And, you know, when we see each other, we've, like, you know, we made it through a lot of these tough situations as teammates.
Yeah.
But this year, the tragedy struck hard with a coach who I knew, Big Hurt, you know, Maurice.
Yes.
I knew him as well. So when I talk about this, is to me, it's like, you know, sometimes you say, okay, what can we do to continue to keep uplifting everybody? And the CLE Panthers have continued, in spite of some of these tragedies, to continue to rally everybody together as a village. I see the football, the CLE Panthers as a village. Y'all got so many young men, so many players that love and are dedicated not only to football, but to that community. Y'all got your own little community going.
I mean, that's what it's supposed to be like.
Mm-hmm.
And one person I can speak on that did it, Snoop Dogg did it. He did it with money. We're doing it without money right now.
Mm-hmm.
You know? I mean, at the end of the day, that's what a football team is. They're a family at the end of the day. You build a family like that. Any sports, personally, you build a family. And that's what we're trying to do. We build families. And you build that family, you build that trust in these kids, so as they grow older and get older, they have that family mentality embedded into them going throughout the rest of their life.
Well, we got some news coverage from Fox 6 News. CLE Panthers went undefeated this season after losing a teammate and a coach to gun violence. Undefeated season.
Yeah.
Give them a round of applause, Andrew. Come on now. This is amazing. This is an amazing feat. But we got this. I want people, if you're watching this, we broadcast live. I want y'all to see that how you can overcome and have victory even after violence. You know, I'm sure it was tough to rally everybody morally to get out here and continue what was going on. 11-year-old players on the team, young people on the team, on all age groups. You know what I mean? Y'all deal with different age groups. But what I'm saying is, how did y'all keep these kids going in spite of all of this?
Nurturing, parenting. It's what we got to put outside, like the equivalence to family. You know, we have to be that positive figure out there to let them know that the world doesn't stop because something negative happened. We get past that, we move on, we mourn, but we got to keep going, because at the end of the day, we're still breathing, we still got light, and we still got a job to do. God just sent us down here to do. So therefore, we push them to keep going and know that mindset that it ain't over.
Well, we got video of the news. Y'all got a fundraiser going. The kids heading to Nationals.
Yes.
Kids are heading to Nationals. If you watch this, we broadcast live. We got some video. Let's listen.
Players, all of them are 11 years old. Last month, one of those players was shot and killed in Milwaukee. They spent the season fighting to win in his honor. Now they need the funding to finish it.
They've battled every team this season and never lost a game because every play on this field is in honor of a teammate lost off the field.
The kids losing him and losing the best friend of their own, and for them to keep their minds still level-headed and still able to compete for the rest of the season is immaculate.
Corey Collins coaches the CLE Panthers, a nonprofit youth football team in Milwaukee. Last month, one of their teammates, 11-year-old Deion Sargent, was shot and killed in the city. Loved ones called him Mister.
Do not keep your head down. Mister is smiling at us in heaven right now to keep going, and they did that.
Prosecutors charged a 13-year-old in his death.
He was our mini adult. Like, he was the motivation of why we want to keep doing this. Like, he makes you not want to give up.
And Collins says this team won't.
Trying to get our boys to the Nationals. They deserved it. Long, hard season. They worked hard for it.
The team was invited to play in the national championship this December in Atlanta.
We're a nonprofit. We're trying to raise money to get them down there. And that's the only thing holding us up right now. They're ready. We're ready.
Hoping to bring an undefeated season in Sargent's honor all the way home.
Whatever we get, we're going to work with. We're going to try to work with and get them kids down there.
Hey, look, salute all of the work that's been going on, Coach. When we talk about the drive and getting these kids to actually buy into winning and working together, now we got a situation where they're in Nationals. Do we got a GoFundMe?
Yes, sir.
All right, how do we help out? How do we get involved in this?
Well, the GoFundMe set up right now. We taking small donations, big donations, any donations right now counts. They can go to our GoFundMe, send donations. They can contact us personally to send donations. But right now, we're willing to take anything to get these boys down there.
And how is there a name for the GoFundMe or?
What is the link? I think it's CLE Panthers Go to Nationals.
Hold on, let me see. I think I just got it in my text. Can we get the GoFundMe in the chat? Let's get the GoFundMe in the chat. But this is important. This was a powerful season.
It is important. A lot of these teams that are long term and longevity teams that have been around for years have a lot of sponsorship behind them. They have money behind them. Mm-hmm. Now us, we're up and coming. You know, we're the underdogs. So everything that we do, we get it out the mud. You know, we're working doubles, triples. We're, you know, selling dinners. We're like, you know, coming up with funds to fund these kids. And we're making it happen. Don't get me wrong. We're making it happen. But to have.
But we need assistance.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
That would be nice.
And this is a huge step. The GoFundMe has helped CLE Panthers represent Wisconsin at Nationals.
Mm-hmm.
This is the GoFundMe. Help CLE Panthers represent Wisconsin at Nationals.
That's the GoFundMe.
That's the GoFundMe page. We got the link in the chat. If y'all want to go to the link, did we pin it in the chat? It's pinned in the chat. Once again, this is an amazing story of triumph, young men from the community working, families coming together because they have families. And it seems like every time the CLE Panthers are around, we're not discussing the losing side of things.
Mm-hmm.
There's an advancement in what you're doing because this wasn't Nationals last time. Last time this was just – y'all was beating up teams around local. Y'all was beating the local teams up.
Yeah.
Now y'all taking the next step and y'all actually putting that pressure on the national spotlight with this youth league. That's powerful.
Yeah.
Well, when we come back, we got some players in the studio. I want to talk to the players. Truth Nation, stay locked in.
More of the Tory Lowe Show is next on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com. This is the Tory Lowe Show on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com.
Seven, the true Tory Lowe, Tory Lowe show. We got the CLE Panthers in the building. Look, in spite of violence hitting the team, a coach lost his life to senseless violence. A player lost his life to senseless violence. The team rallied together, and now they undefeated this season. Undefeated season, like, amazing. And now y'all have a quest to win a national playoff run. Y'all trying to get on that national playoff situation. Tell us more about what's going on nationally, this idea.
Nationally, I mean, we're going to the number one ranked teams all across the world, all across the USA right now. So now they get an opportunity to really show their talent.
Right.
Not locally, but now the bigger picture of it. You know, you got teams from down south, down west, down east coast. So now they get a chance to see different styles of play, different way more harder competitiveness and see how their talent really is good.
That's powerful.
Yes, sir.
And now, hold on, because, you know, I play football. I like the contact. I like the game. I love the game. The game got me out the block, got me off the block. But what I'm saying is now that they have the national idea, we was never able to do anything national with football. You had the AAU, but now football is starting to be able to pad up on a national circuit.
Well, now with the national circuit, honestly, what it gives them is more motivation.
Right.
It gives them 10 times more motivation now. And like, it shows them that this football can go somewhere for them. You know, it shows them that it's beyond just our backyard. It's beyond just the local fields now. We can go somewhere else and show their talent, show somebody else their talent at an early time. They're not even in high school yet, and they're able to show sponsors and different people that they have talent at a young age.
Building that confidence.
Yes, sir. Definitely, yeah. Building that confidence.
We got some players in the studio today. I'm gonna go from this way to this way. Name, position, and what has this season meant to you?
My name is Kalani Fleming. I play quarterback and DB. And the season means so much, especially going to nationals, competing for that national title. I can't wait to do it. I'm gonna have so much fun, man.
Are you a Packer fan? You like Micah Parsons? You like Jordan Love? See, I knew that's why you had a nice spirit on you. You had the love, you had the energy, the love, the Jordan Love energy on you. What's your name?
My name Mason Brooks.
How you doing, Mason?
I'm doing pretty good. I'm 11, and I play running back and receiver.
Running back, receiver,
middle linebacker.
And what has this season meant to you?
The season has meant a lot to me because when we started, we wasn't the best when we started, so, like, us building from like to where we are now, it was hard, and it means a lot going to nationals because we tried really hard for this.
So. That's what's up. And who else we got? Last but not least.
My name's Ja'Cory Tony. I'm an athlete, and I'm 11 years old.
Okay, athlete, like, you could play anywhere.
Yeah.
Diverse.
Like, I play quarterback, wide receiver. I play DN on defense.
Utility. I used to call them the utility man. Put him anywhere, he gonna do his thing.
Yeah.
What has this season meant to you?
It means so much. And when we lost, when we lost and missed it, it was like I couldn't even think straight. So It's like every time I step on the field, I do it for Mister.
And Mister was one of your closest friends or the teammate, a friend, a brother?
Yeah, it was like, that was my teammate.
When you talk about the CLE Panthers, what does it mean to have brotherhood, mentorship, and all of the things that y'all received playing on the CLE Panthers? How has it helped y'all in life, period?
It helped me become a strong, independent young man. Like the coaches and all the adults that I have around me. Every time I step on that field, I'm ready to play.
For your teammates, for your village. Wow. That's powerful.
So, like, it's like when you step on the field, they don't just teach you how to play the game. They teach you how to go through life, how to become a better young man, and how to, like, take care of yourself more and the right stuff to do. And, like, that's what I like most about it. And then also my dad, Coach Brooks, he pushes me to, like, because I used to hate when he yelled at me and told me to do stuff. But now I realize whenever he yelled at me, he just wanted me to be better.
That's powerful.
Yeah. And every time I step on that field because of Mr. And I just love football. I love the contact. I love the sport of it. And it's like, I just love football. And we just do it for Mr.
Well, we got a fundraiser here. They need to raise funds to go to these national events. We got it pinned in the chat. I'm a read the, if you want to go and support, the GoFundMe is Help CLE Panthers Represent Wisconsin at Nationals. Once again, Help CLE Panthers Represent Wisconsin at Nationals. Anything y'all want to say to the community right now?
Well, help these boys. I mean, they say it takes a community to build a village.
Right.
So help these boys build. Give these boys that motivation to not be anything other than an athlete, be anything other than a black role model. Like, help these boys see that there's something more different out there than what's going on and around in their community right now. And right now, with them raising money, us raising that money and getting them down there, it gives them a different aspect of life. It helps them out with their maturing process as young men to show that there's more than this violence that's going on in Milwaukee. There's more than all this bull crap that's going on in Milwaukee out there. Them giving them this trip to Atlanta gives them something that a lot of kids haven't never had in youth football. Giving them a chance at 11 years old to go out of state to Atlanta to compete, to show their talent to somebody else, it means a lot to them. It means a lot to us to show that now our coaching is paying off, that we are doing something good for the community. So do something good for the community. It's for these kids. These kids are our future.
Hey, look, this is powerful. When I was a young person, football was where I got my discipline, where I got taught how to be a man, how to handle situations on the field, how to handle my temperament, things like that. The coaches guiding you. You know, many times a lot of these young men don't have fathers in the house. And being a part of a sport is where they get that kind of guidance. Derica, what do you want to say to those that's listening right now?
It starts at home. You know, a lot of the parents and a lot of the, you know, because I'm the head coordinator. I am like the mother of the team. So I see it all. I see it not. So I see what I see. And so a lot of parents, mothers, fathers, especially fathers, it starts at home. You have to invest. You have to believe in. You have to encourage these children in order to be great and, you know, want to do better and stay on the right path.
And it seems like y'all preparing these young men for the future, too, as well. Even beyond football, you know, yeah. even if they don't make it all the way, how many people really, you know, go all the way? But y'all just preparing them as men.
It goes both. It goes right on the field, but it goes off the field as well. Academic wise, you know, in school, being a human, knowing how to treat a person, brother to brother, brother to sister, son to mother, endless. We teach life lessons. This is not just about football. This is about character. And we build these young men to have very good characters about themselves in life.
Look, I'll tell you this. I'm proud of what y'all are doing. Many times when we talk about being about that action, helping the youth. A lot of people say, well, what can I do to help the youth? Y'all can help this team go to Nationals. Yeah. You got people like that are out here on the front lines, and many times they don't get the support that they need. No. and people are sitting there, oh, what can we do? Or, you know, lock them up, or, you know, got all these wild ideas, when really it's being simple. Mm-hmm. If you can't be out there on the practice fields and coaching and helping out, you can always reach deep down into the pockets and give a little.
A little.
Everybody give a little. Y'all have the amount y'all need.
Absolutely. If you can donate to the Red Cross, if you can, you know, give your tithe and offering, thank you, Jesus, you can dig down and donate anything. You know, a little will get us a long way, but it
and
takes
it's
a,
Giving Tuesdays.
It takes a village.
It's Giving Tuesday. Hey, get your blessing.
Yeah, absolutely.
Get your blessing.
Get
Giving
your blessing.
Tuesday.
Thank
hey,
you,
look,
Jesus.
Let me tell you something. When you what they say, what plant that seed. You're just planting a small seed into the future of these young men. And many times when they have that experience going to Atlanta, putting their talents up against people from all over, that builds confidence. Mm-hmm. And ain't no telling what that can lead to.
Yeah.
That kind of exposure.
Hey.
Leads to a lot of good exposure.
We might have a team full of the next NFL players.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
Wherever. The presidents. You know, just having that confidence and just knowing that they have support of people, anybody, will go a long way.
Well, if you're in the chat, we got the GoFundMe pinned in the chat. I'm going to tell you, it's always a blessing and a pleasure to have CLE Panthers on the show.
Many times, we love you, Tori.
Many times when we talk about people being out here on the front lines, doing whatever it takes, you know, in the city of Milwaukee, I love when people bring in the youth and they're doing the work. My problem is, why are you having to struggle to get what you need to continue to build brave young men and women through the work, through the real work?
Because we ain't put our foot down hard enough yet. And they ain't implanted hard enough. They're going to see more and more over these years of how we are in it for these youth. And this is just the beginning. It's just the beginning of how we're not going to let up. Mm-hmm. Without the help of the community or with the help of the community. At the end of the day, we're going to grind until these kids are more off the streets and more off the news at the end of the day.
Thank you. Thank you for coming on the show. We appreciate it. Anything we can do right here on the Tori Lowe Show to enhance what y'all are doing for these wonderful, powerful, amazing young athletes, let me know. Yes. I'm going to give y'all the last words before we go to break. Anybody?
I just want to say, if you guys can, spread the word about what we have going on. Because, I mean, we're going to nationals, but we are a community-based football team, mm-hmm. a Little League youth football team. So, yes, we're going to nationals, but regardless of that, anything will help in regards to us being better. And bettering these kids. So it's about nationals, yes, but it's about overall just commuting and coming together.
And how can the people keep up with the CLE Panthers?
We have a website, www.thecleteams.com. We also host our games on 120th and Bradley Road at Drexel Park. That's when the season starts.
That's powerful.
Yeah.
And if you want to sign your kids up, you got some athletes, make sure that you reach out.
Yes.
Is there a phone number?
There is. My number, Miss Brooks, is 414-243-2146. We host from 5 to 13. So if you want to sign your child up, give me a call. We can talk about it, meet up about it. And let's do something great. Yeah.
Hey, look, well, thank y'all for coming through. And you got our support.
Most definitely.
All right, Truth Nation, when we come back, we'll have more conversations. Stay locked in.
More of the Tori Lowe Show is next on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com. This is the Tori Lowe Show on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com.
101.7 The Truth. Tory Lowe Show. Look, CLE Panthers need assistance. They're trying to go to Nationals. We got the GoFundMe in the chat. But I want to get back to former Lieutenant Governor Mandela Barnes. Makes an announcement. And I'm sure most of the shows today talked about this. Weighed in on it. But I want to know what the community. I want to know what the community feel about Mandela Barnes running for governor. Now, personally, I believe that this is, it throws a monkey wrench into the Democratic ideas. It's a loaded political field right now. 20 people running. It's loaded. And Mandela Barnes will definitely take a chunk of somebody's votes. And I'll tell you this. It's a crazy game. Mandela Barnes is polling at 20, and everybody else is polling at 38. Wow. All I'm going to tell you is this. What is the community saying right now? I want to hear what the streets is saying. 833-212-1017. Mandela Barnes, make the announcement. We got a loaded field of Democrats running. 833-212-1017. Hey, this is your time to talk. I feel that he waited till the last minute. He gonna have a backing. I'm going to tell you right now, Mandela Barnes don't have no problem with people funding his campaigns. What was the number on the last campaign?
$42 million in 2022, Tory.
In 2022, somebody put up $42 million behind this man. Or they raised $42 million for Mandela. So hey, the money ain't the problem for Mandela. He tried to, you know, he was new lieutenant governor. And then he tried to run against Ron Johnson. And I'm going to tell you right now, those people that you talk about somebody that got the bag behind him, but do he have results? Does he have the results? A lot of people raising the eyebrow. A lot of people are saying that he's a political chess piece. They just move him around. Hey, Mandela, you want to run? Sure. Let's go. Who's actually backing him? Like who? That group. Whoever's backing him is for life. they love him some Mandela Barnes. I'm trying to tell you, running ain't his problem. Raising money, he got people gonna work to get him where he need to be, whether he win or lose. How many campaigns have Mandela Barnes actually ran on? Because they say, you know, you run a couple times and then you leave it alone. He'll run and win. He'll run and lose. He don't give a damn. He just, I got name recognition. But I'm trying to figure out what are the results. That, you know, and I guess the lines are going to be crickets. Because that's just telling me that nobody knows. That's all that's telling me. Like, and I can take that because sometimes I ask questions and people don't want to, you know, be online spinning like they loading, like the computer trying to load, like you didn't pay the Spectrum bill, like you didn't pay, you know, like you something wrong with the Wi-Fi. They don't want to get on the air and start spinning and circulating and trying to load their brain to say something that don't make no sense. He's run four times. Yeah, we know he lost to Ron Johnson, but what I'm saying is he had a nice little spot at lieutenant governor. You know what? I'm going to run for something else. You know what? Being lieutenant governor is all right. But I'm going to go run against Ron Johnson. You know, Don't worry about it. You know, we're going to spend a cool $46 million. It ain't no problem. His political campaigns is stacked with cash. Understand what I'm saying? So let me know. What have Mandela, he ran four times. How many positions have he held in his political career?
So 2012, he served two terms in the state assembly.
State assembly.
Ran for Senate in 2016 and lost in the primary.
Right.
Was the lieutenant governor.
Lieutenant governor.
And then lost in 2022.
So, and then he ran against Lena Taylor. I guess that was the Senate race. But he just said, you know what? Oh, I feel like running. You know what? I think I'll run for governor. I got the backing. That's what it sounds like to me. That's what it is. It doesn't sound like there's no real method to the madness. It's just run against this person. Run against that person. I believe that he has a crew of people with deep pockets, and they weaponize him to run, you know, he probably be asleep, snoring, you know. And then next thing you know, somebody, the phone ring, hey, you want to run for governor? Sure. All right. He get up, put his clothes on, go do a press conference. That's what it sounded like to me. Because we don't know what he do. What he even do? Somebody talk to me. 833-212-1017. And I understand if nobody don't call in. Because I'm puzzled too. So people waiting to hear somebody call in and say what this man even done. Besides run for elections and stuff like that. I understand it. He's just a politician. Hey. I'm gonna run for governor today. I don't even think it was his decision. I think that somebody called him. What you doing? Sleep? About to go jogging? About to go work out? Well, you want to run for governor? Sure. It probably wasn't even deep. It wasn't like I was going to run to save the state of Wisconsin, you know, with a real plan. It wasn't like that. It was probably like somebody, the red phone rung. It was like he probably got like a phone in his house where if it rang, you got to answer. Because he was walking around the White House. I told y'all that I seen him at the White House. Yeah, he probably got what they call the Obama phone. Yeah, he kind of got that phone that when it rang, hello? Yeah, I got an assignment for you. What is it? Your mission is to run for governor. Okay. Like, it probably happened like that. 833-212-1017. The lies is quiet. The lines is extra quiet. 833-212-1017. I don't think the people are excited about this. I'm finna move on. I'm finna move on because when the lines this quiet, and I'm asking what somebody who is running for governor has done, and I can't get a call. It speak for itself. I ain't got nothing to say. It ain't nothing personal. Somebody call in. 833-212-1017. I ain't got, if he, you know, God bless whoever win. God bless whoever win. But I'm just asking a question. I'm finna move on. I try. I got a huge listening audience. And you can't get nobody. I guess we got, okay, we did get a call. We finally got a call. Who we got on the lines?
Hello?
Blin?
Oh, who's this? Yes.
How you doing, Blin? How do you feel about Mandela?
Well, this is my opinion. He's a political hack, period. His job right now, he runs a pack. He runs a political pack.
Mm.
And he's put in there. They want to get a Republican governor.
Oh, he's there to block the
vote. Plain and simple. Yes, that's all he's there to do.
Running interference.
To divide the. Yes, that's his job. Because to me, the guy from here, his name escapes me right now.
David Crawley.
He has a chance. Yes, he has a real chance. And by putting Mandela against him, you know, that's going to divide, you know, not a lot
all
of
votes,
but
votes.
It's going to divide the community.
Right.
You know, it's going
to
divide.
It's going to split the vote.
And to me, he's such a political hack because they want a Republican governor. They want the triple effecta for Wisconsin. They run the city and they run everything, but they want the complete control of Wisconsin politics. And that's my
He running interference. So ain't he a Democratic? Why are you running interference? All right, look, when we come back, we go have more conversations. I guess some people feel like, hey, they got to let the truth be known about what they feel about this governor race. When we come back, we're going to keep the lines open. Stay locked in.